What is a prayerful life? Prayer is not a standalone activity, disconnected from the rest of our life. By a prayerful life, we want to express the vigor that springs from our personal encounter with Christ in the liturgy and the sacraments, having it spill over to fill our whole world with the fragrance of Christ. Strengthening our hearts through constant prayer, we listen to the Holy Spirit, who appeals to us through daily events and inspires us with the response of living daily life as Christ did. The liturgy is the privileged space of man's encounter with God and with His Son, which is manifested through signs, actions, and words, the expression of the dialogue and encounter of each person with God in His church. Here you will find suggestions for living some of the sacraments and for bringing their living water to prayer and daily life. In particular, you will find references to the liturgical seasons, the sacraments of the Eucharist and Reconciliation, and some instructions for the encounter with Christ and the rite of association to Regnum Christi, so that you can continue to renew this milestone in your story of both love for God and your Regnum Christi vocation. A prayerful life includes specific moments of prayer accompanied by external signs. These signs also help us to pray with the body, allowing prayer to reach our whole being and action, sanctifying it. The life of prayer, nourished by the sacraments, battles against our hardness of heart, Psalm 95, verse 8, so that it is no longer us, but Christ who reigns within, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Here you will find many vocal prayers, such as the Lord's Prayer. Most of them are from the tradition of the Church, and some are particular to Regnum Christi. Finally, a prayer life prolongs the sacraments and prayer by making our lives a liturgy, expressed with certain signs which make the kingdom of Christ present: compassion for those most in need, communion with our brothers and sisters, works of charity and mercy, witness and mission, new ways of living within marriage, family, and work, a new culture. It is this presence of the kingdom that nourishes the spirituality of the kingdom, through which we return to the liturgy, the sacraments, and prayer, seeking to clothe ourselves with Christ in our hearts and in our works, so He reigns in our lives through a progressive configuration with Him, allowing ourselves to be permeated by Christ's love for humanity, so that He reigns in the hearts of all people and society. Statutes of the Regnum Christi Federation, number 13. It is a virtuous circle that culminates in adoration.